NFL crisis, rash of injuries to elite QBs could imperil TV ratings. By Daniel Leberfeld on September 18, 2019. The NFL has a big problem. Star quarterbacks are dropping like flies. In week 2 of the NFL season, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost stalwart quarterback Ben Roethlisberger for the season to an elbow injury. Also going down on the NFL's second Sunday was New Orleans Saints legend Drew Brees, with torn ligaments in his thumb, which could keep him out up to 2 months. These are two future Pro Football Hall of Famers. On March 11, the Jacksonville Jaguars signed free agent quarterback Nick Foles to a 4-year, $88 million contract. However, the former Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl MVP broke his collarbone in their season-opening loss to Kansas City, and is out at least until mid-November. Also, Indianapolis Colts franchise QB Andrew Luck retired right before the season at the age of 29, citing injuries. He was the first overall pick of the 2012 draft, and was entering the prime of his career. The Colts seemed primed for big things in 2019 before this retirement shook their foundation. Speaking of first overall picks, Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton hurt his foot on Sunday, and it's unclear how much time he will miss. He's also dealing with shoulder issues. Newton was the first pick of the 2011 draft. New York Jets QB Sam Darnold, the third pick in the 2018 draft, sat out the team's Monday night football loss to Cleveland with mono, which will keep him out an undetermined amount of time. And the man signed to back him up, former Denver starter Trevor Siemian, broke his leg against the Browns. Meaning the Jets will now have to start their third quarterback, Washington State's Luke Falk. This slew of starting quarterback injuries, and a retirement, can't be good for the NFL, a quarterback-driven league. If you don't have an answer at that position, you likely won't do well as a team. After coach John Gruden was fired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he said, "I got kicked out of the league because I had a hard time sustaining at the quarterback position." He returned to the league in 2018 with the Raiders, and hasn't had much success there so far. Why? Because it's unclear if Derek Carr, who is somewhat inconsistent, is the answer for him at quarterback. And not only is the NFL's current QB injury crisis bad for the teams impacted by it, but also potentially for the league's TV ratings. The sports website, The Big Lead, ran a column on September 16 entitled, "This NFL Season Has a Looming Primetime QB Catastrophe." When the networks promote upcoming games, they often feature the quarterbacks squaring off in the promos. "The Super Bowl is like a movie, and the quarterback is the leading man," said longtime NFL agent Lee Steinberg. And right now, the NFL has a shortage of leading men.